Most of the nation's commercial planes are still grounded following the terror strikes, but stranded flights were allowed to continue, and some airline passengers are returning home. An American Airlines jet diverted to Toronto following the attack landed this morning in Dallas-Fort Worth. Bill Zeeble of member station KERA was there when the weary passengers arrived, and he joins me now. Good morning.
Good morning.
What was the scene at the airport when the flight arrived?
Well, it was kind of nearly deserted. It was somewhere, you know, three in the morning. But there were some relatives there and FBI and police. And then about 90 passengers got off. And as you might expect, it was a pretty happy reunion. There were, you know, there were brothers and sisters and folks, parents there waiting for their loved ones to get back, not just from, you know, England, but finally from Canada. So, I mean, in one case, there was a sister who'd flown for the very first time in her life, and she was 40, so the brother was telling us all about her, but she was just so elated when she got back that she didn't have much to say to us except hug her brother.
What kind of security did they have to go through to make this flight?
They went through all kinds of checks. Everyone said all their bags were checked getting off. They ended up in Canada being escorted by armed guards. There were guards with rifles and other weapons taking them all over the place. There were 3 to 4 hour checks to get back on the plane that ended up landing in Dallas. It was more than they'd really ever seen.
What'd they do with their time in Canada?
Well, they said they were treated well. At a hotel overnight, treated well by the Canadians. They spent a whole lot of time, probably like a lot of people here, watching CNN and every network news channel. They were glued to it because they really didn't know why they'd ended up in Canada until they got off their plane.
Some of the passengers aren't home yet.
Some are, but yeah, there are some. One, for example, is on his way to Phoenix. There were two guys who'd flown in from Germany who were on their way to San Francisco. So for these folks, they get to stay overnight at a hotel in Dallas put up by the airline and then go through the multi-hour security check all over again later today.
Some of them must have been nervous about the idea of getting on an airplane again.
Well, the woman who'd flown for the first time, she didn't have to get up and fly again. But, you know, some of the folks who had travel, one was in the military, so he's kind of used to the extra security and grateful for it. The young German guys on their way to San Francisco said that they're used to the security. It's about time maybe U.S. security got beefed up. They didn't necessarily like it, but some of these folks who live in Europe were used to more than we are here.
Bill Zeeble is a reporter at member station KERA in Dallas.